Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going back in the past. We're doing ninja stuff. And we got Batman. We're doing the ninja... Wow. I messed that up. We're doing the Batman ninja movie. And we're keeping that in.
And we have the lead mean podcasting machine, Queen Bae.
Oh, yes. We do got Queen Bae with us. Say what's up.
What's up? But I do not like my intro.
Well, then, what would you rather have as your intro?
Here's Queen Bae, the most personal reality girl, and she rules the world.
Okay. We can run with that. Cheers. Let's get into the show. Okay, Trev, you got a joke?
Yes, I do. What's Batman's favorite part of the joke? The punchline.
You didn't even give me a chance to answer the question.
Well, guess what? You would have got it anyway.
Yes, I would have. All right, so what do you call a stick that hurts when you hit it in the head, if it hits you in the head?
What?
A bat, man. All right, so now it's time for our favorite lines. Queen Bae, what's your favorite line?
My favorite line is when Joker laughed like this.
Okay, that's not a bad Joker. That's not a bad one. What about you? What is your best Joker laugh? Well, Joker doesn't laugh like that one. Okay, that's a little bit of an odd one, but let's see if I got one. that's a good one. Do you got another one? That's the same one. You can't just do the same one. Okay, so I got an actual line. So, my favorite line is when, it's still a Joker line, is when Joker's talking to Batman, and he's like, well, when life throws you time travel, might as well make lemonade.
I got one. I remember that part.
What is it?
Is it just me, or is it getting hot in here?
That is a line. That's a line. Good job. Okay. All right. Time for the MVP. So who, Trev, who was the most important person? Who was the most valuable person in the movie?
Joker.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why? How's the Joker the most valuable person?
Because everything in a good story is based off of plot. Without this man, you'll basically be going against Grodd all day and get whooped. And that's it. But Joker, you can go back and forth with, have funny moments, and then at the same time, have crazy. You can't have a story without plot. He basically set up the whole plot.
Okay. Even though Gorilla Grodd was the one that set up the whole time travel thing in the first place, Joker was just kind of like a bystander in this situation.
I kind of want to say Batman too, but like for everybody who interfered with it, it's their fault. But it's mostly theirs.
Okay. Queen Bae, who is the most valuable person?
Batman. Why?
Batman.
Really? And why is that?
Because he kicks butt.
He does kick butt. He does kick butt. I would say the most valuable people are the Bat Ninjas.
Oh my.
The Bat Ninjas are invaluable. They continue to save the day. They saved Batman at least 3 times within the movie. At the very least, they came in. They saved him when they were dealing with the fight on the ships. They saved him when he was dealing with the Arkham Castle in the first place. And they saved him at the end when they came and made the giant Batman. So the Bat Ninja Clan, that was the most valuable
four people. Times because he helped with the monkey thingy to turn him into Batman.
And so it's been they did a lot of work. They put in some work, so they definitely were the MVPs in my book.
Okay, guys, we are going to be seeing who has the best costume. Talix?
Yes.
What do you have in mind?
I think the person who had the best costume was Sengoku Batman. When he was at the end where he had the samurai outfit with the Batman stuff on it, where he had like the samurai armor and stuff like that, with the kind of bat emblem in the middle of it, with the waistband tied around the middle of it, that was an awesome costume. I can't deny I really liked the design of that costume. Trev, what do you got?
That was like first off, this is just a comment on yours. That was like Iron Man's newest suit. Just over the top. And then some.
Yeah, definitely over the top, but that's what made it cool.
Aren't you gonna ask
how did he move and all that stuff?
He's Batman.
Can't argue with that logic.
That's true.
Mine was Joker.
Okay, which iteration?
The last one.
Okay, the one where he had the
His hair is awesome throughout the whole thing, except for when he lost his memory.
Okay.
I didn't like that hairstyle, but other than that, I loved the hairstyle.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good one, too.
All of it!
Queen Bey?
My favorite costume is Catwoman. Because I like her, like, mask and her suit, and it's very cool.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool.
And I liked her cat puppet.
The cat puppet was pretty cool, too. I think that they did a real good job of kind of, like, mixing up, like, modern kind of style with the ancient Japanese kind of style. And so I think it turned out really well, and it looked very, very cool.
Now it's time for our favorite setting. Queen Bey, what's your favorite setting?
My favorite setting is where they were about to get like blown away with the fire or whatever that thing was that was blowing out of the machine.
The giant monkey?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they were out in the field, that setting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a pretty good one.
So, Talix, what's yours?
My favorite setting was it was another battle, but it was more so the battle when they had the battle on the lake, where they had the big ships that were on the lake and everything like that. Like, that was my favorite setting. It looked really cool, and I think it was kind of like a different situation, because you don't always get, with Batman stories, you don't always get like naval fights, like fights on the water, so I think that was a little bit of a different situation.
Me too.
My favorite setting was the very little time that we got to see Batman and Gotham in the beginning. I like that because it was a giant machine and stuff.
Yes, where the machine kind of like did like a circle thing. It kind of looked a lot like
the thing in Avengers Infinity War.
Not in Infinity War. But, kind of like if you took a mixture of the situation with the Infinity War, like the machine, like you talk about the circle ship, and then you mix that with Into the Spider-Verses when it was doing
The
Collider, yes. Like, that was a good mixture. And so I think that that's kind of like what it reminded me of. So, excellent choice. All right, Trev. So, do you have a favorite scene?
Yes.
Okay, what's that?
Right before Joker took a nap, when he shot all those missiles, huge explosions everywhere. I love it. Boom, boom, boom. Can't forget. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. That was a pretty cool scene. That was, and Joker had a lot of guns. He had a lot of guns. I would say my there were a few scenes. Okay, so I got top two scenes, okay? So, number one, the number two scene, my second favorite scene, was the transformation scene when all the castles transformed into one big fighting mech. That was pretty awesome.
And something to say about that?
Okay.
I think it was Slade that looked a lot like one of the Power Rangers because of the thing.
Yeah, it had the Shogun head on top of it. Yes. Yeah, that one's pretty cool. And then my second favorite scene, my number one scene was when Batman was fighting the Joker at the end, and then he was utilizing the bats as like decoys and stuff like that. So Joker would punch something and it just turned into bats. And then Batman started using the hand seals at the end to become Ninja Batman.
That's what I wanted to say.
It was so awesome.
You know who else used something similar to that?
Who?
Trunks.
Trunks did do that.
He flipped his hands around and sliced Frieza. Just like Batman flipped his hands around and punched Joker.
Yes, he did.
Hello, everybody. We are going to talk about stuff that don't make sense. Talix, what do you have?
What didn't make sense was, how did the Joker learn Kung Fu? Like, the Joker all of a sudden knew how to fight? Like, come on, man. You knew how to fight. You knew how to sword fight and all this stuff enough to be at least a challenge to Batman. Come on, man. Look, you good and well. You know good and well you can't fight good enough to fight with Batman. To be honest with you, Joker was better than the samurai that he was sending after Batman. He was sitting up fighting with the fans like he was Katana. Like, who is this man? Who does this man think he is? All right. Trev?
Okay. Something that didn't make any sense to me was the animation. How it was all good animation, but then the scroll popped up, and then that was okay. And then it went to the Joker being all crazy.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to that. We got another segment. I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to let you run with it right now. Okay.
Why should Robin have a monkey? It just makes no sense. Why would he have a monkey on his shoulder? And how could the monkey drum? And how could the monkey just conjure up a whole bunch of other monkeys from nowhere?
Yeah, that monkey did have a suit too.
Mm-hmm. And they had backpacks. Where did they get backpacks? That makes no sense.
Maybe that monkey was Boots from Dora.
That would be funny.
Okay, so now it's time for things that we thought were funny in this movie. I'm going first. So, this is going to be very loud. Joker. He was downright funny. He was just awesome. Funny, he's just so funny. And then his laughs even made you chuckle.
Yeah, Joker was really good. I think he does a good job. And in general, Joker usually is always a good foil to Batman. And so he was funny with all the puns. Like I said, with the when life gives you time travel, make lemonade, Joker, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and the one, I was always your biggest fan.
Yeah, he was throwing fans at him. Yeah, Joker does a good job of bringing in the humor into a situation or whatnot. The funniest thing to me wasn't a specific thing that was happening, but just like was Robin's haircut.
Well,
he had like a little bald cut with the little thing out front. Like, I know it's the traditional Japanese haircut or whatnot, but it just looked funny out of nowhere. And it's just like, we know good and well Damian Wayne wouldn't let nobody cut his hair like that. So it's doubly funny. And then also the Friar Tuck Batman, when he cut his hair off and it was like bald with a little bat symbol on top of it. That was funny to me. Like, I thought that was really funny. So what did you think was funny?
Joker's hair. Because his hair was green, and it was sticking out from the side, sticking out from the top, and it was green hair.
Yeah, he was looking kind of crazy. Okay, Trev, so now we're down to what, now that's smart. So what's something that you thought was smart in a movie?
This was a very little scene, but when Batman was spying on Joker, I thought it was smart that Harley Quinn pretended to be Joker.
That was smart. He got right up on it, because I thought it was a fake Joker behind him when he showed up. Or else that he was like imagining stuff. But no, it was a real Joker. So that definitely was smart. One thing I thought was smart was how this story kind of stripped away a lot of the fluff that kind of goes around stuff. It's just kind of like how he, when he was talking to himself, just kind of like, okay, I don't got my technology. I ain't got my suit. What am I? You know, and that kind of allowed Batman to still be Batman without all the things that make him Batman. So I think that was pretty smart.
Yeah. Right now, the segment is I Want That. Okay, Trev, what would you want in the movie?
The big old thing where all of the robots were combined.
So the huge mech?
Yeah.
So wait. So do you want the huge mech, or do you just want like a action figure of the mech?
The huge mech.
What you gonna do with that?
I'm gonna blow up everything that is in the donut store and our house.
See, that's how you get people to shoot fighter jets at you, blowing up stuff.
Well, guess what?
What?
One of my torpedoes is bigger than the whole jet.
Yeah, you're going to get somebody to drop a big bomb on you. You're going to be fried.
The world is my donut.
You're going to be french fries by the end of this situation.
And then we're going to eat you with salt on you.
Seasoning salt. Okay. Queen Bey, what's something that you want? That was in the movie.
I want Batman's Batarang so I can get Trevor for being so mean to me.
Okay, so the Batarangs and the mech, those are both awesome things. I want something more simple. Something more practical.
I got it. I know what it is.
Oh. I bet you don't.
Oh, I do.
What is it?
You want boots.
Boots the monkey or just Boots?
Boots the monkey.
Just the wrong movie. And no, I don't want the monkey. What I want is Batman's sword.
I actually do want the monkey, though.
That had the tang on it, that had the bat symbol on it. That was an awesome katana.
I want the monkey, too.
So or Joker's sword. Joker's sword was pretty cool, too, but it was more so like a pirate sword than a samurai sword.
What?
Oh, and I want the monkey so it can choke Trevor with his tail since he's been so mean to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so time for our debate. Trev, what is our debate for the day?
Our debate for today will be who had the best surprise weapon. Joker or Batman? I'm Joker.
I'm neither. Best surprise weapon was Penguin. Penguin's mech had an umbrella that he could use for fighting purposes. That was a surprise weapon that you didn't see coming. Also, what kind of a building has an umbrella? That's an awesome surprise weapon right there.
I know which one.
What?
Umbridge.
That's funny. That'd be a pink building. Anyway, okay, so even with those two, I still say, I think that they all had something kind of pretty cool. And then another unexpected one, a really, really unexpected one was Two-Face's with the bow and arrow. That one was out of nowhere, so I think that was a pretty good one. It was a lot of There was a lot of good ones, actually, in this movie. I don't know which one was the absolute best, but I still think Penguin being able, because, I mean, even when Poison Ivy was using her vines and all that stuff, he was able to cut the vines up and defend from being shot at. Mm-hmm. So, I think overall that's the best one.
If you would have said, Batman, then I'd beat you.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say Batman. You think I'm just going to fall into your trap?
Joker, because he had the fans that came out of nowhere. You wouldn't expect him to attack you with fans.
That's true, but the Penguin's umbrella could have blocked the fans.
Yeah.
And usually Penguin's umbrella have like at least like some sort of gun in them, so they would have shot at the Joker. See, that's the thing. Batman ain't gonna shoot the Joker. And so, you know, fair enough, because that's Batman. But the Penguin ain't gonna have no such qualms about that. He go do it and get the job done with it and call it a day. And then he go send his little Penguin squad out there to waddle along and shoot rockets at people.
Well, the Joker has a little plant. And he has cannons. He can shoot them all the way past his defenses. Knock out his army, make Penguin get caught off guard, and then shoot him while he's not looking, and boom! It's a very elaborate plan.
Yeah, it takes a lot. That's exactly the point. And when they're not working, Penguin wins. Cha-ching! Okay, so now we're going to do a talk about like threads that we saw in the movie or the themes that we saw in the movie and stuff. And so, really, I think I'm the only one that has anything for this particular movie. And I think that the theme that I love the most about this movie, or the thread that I love the most, was the blending of everything. It's like you took things that were modern. You took the modern Batmobile and you blended at the end of it when the Batmobile was the one with the carriage with the horses. You take the modern bat suit and then you blend it with the ancient Japanese clothing styles or art styles. And that was one of the things that we were talking about earlier when you said how the art style switched over to when
Joker was done cuckooer than normal.
Right. So when Joker was like hypnotized himself into not thinking that he was Joker. I don't know exactly how that worked. That should have been in the That Don't Make No Sense segment. But then again, it's Joker. Nothing makes sense. And so when it flipped into that art style, like it was different art styles of, you know, different ancient Japanese art styles. And so I thought it was really interesting to kind of mixture of stuff. Even the computer screens were just like, they were just scrolls in which they just put like figures and stick figures in front of it and it moved around. How did that work? I don't know, but it looked cool. And so it matched up real good. And so I think that one of the threads was just kind of like paying homage to the past and linking it to the future to making something that is really cool or really awesome. And I think that something that you can utilize for everything. I mean, if we think of anything that we do, the reason, like the way that we do our podcast now is like, the stuff that we did at the beginning, we got a lot better at the stuff that we did at the beginning. We changed the way we did our podcast. We added segments, took segments out. We figured out how we wanted our voices to sound and everything. And so being able to take things from the past and utilize that skill or that information in the future, or just steal something from the past like Catwoman did and sell it in the future, the things turned out to be really nice. I bet she got a lot of money for a perfectly intact ancient vase like that. She had to get a lot of money for it.
Oh. Speaking of art styles, and how you were talking about the carriage at the end, did you notice the car?
Yes, the Riddler. Was it Riddler? I thought it was a Joker car because I thought it was purple and green.
Yeah, but that's confusing. Oh, I know what we could do for if you wanted to do a second debate on this movie.
What is it?
Who wore it better?
Who wore what better?
The Joker, the Riddler, green and purple. The Riddler wasn't in the movie, but Forget it. Let's just do it now.
The answer is the Joker.
I win.
It's not a debate. You can't have a debate when you just automatic. I said Joker first anyway.
No, so, I said Joker.
Either way it goes, the Riddler is a guy in a suit with question marks on it and a bowler hat.
There was questions on it.
And so, no. The Riddler definitely does not win that one. So we're going to tie this up. All right. So now it's time for super upgrades. So Trev, what's something that you would have added to the movie to make it better?
How about ladies first and we go to Queen Bey?
Okay, Queen Bey. What's something that you would have added to the movie to make it better?
Instead of some, like, the fans, let's use weirder rays.
Weirder ring? What's a weirder ring?
A weirder ring. When you hit someone with it, it makes them super weird. They walk into the ocean. They're weird.
Okay, so a weird ring. Okay. Trev, what's something that you would have put?
Pop culture.
Meaning?
Like, they'd have, like, certain posters, but, like, in an old way, but, like, certain posters, or, like...
Ah, so you kind of like put like an old poster of like the Joker or a Penguin, like wanted posters for those guys or whatever.
Yeah, kind of, but then like something, you know, like a headache meeting.
Ah, okay. Okay, I can kind of see that. Kind of like how in
Spider-Man Far From Home, where the numbers on the bolts were the numbers for comics.
Okay. Okay, I can feel you on that one. I think that would have been a super upgrade, too. I think that another super upgrade would have just been having Batgirl. We had all the other Bat family there, so why not throw Batgirl in there, too? That would have been a pretty nice. I mean, we got Alfred. Come on. We can do Batgirl. So.
Hold up. One more thing. Aren't they making an Alfred TV show?
Yes, they are.
And Batgirl TV show.
Batwoman.
Wow, she got older.
No, different character. Kate Kane is not Barbara Gordon.
Who cares? They're bat people.
Yay.
All right, guys, time for rated or hated. Queen Bey, from 0 to 5 Batarangs, what do you give this movie?
100,000.
You really liked it a lot?
I like 100,000,064.
Okay, well, you really liked it a lot. Trev, what about you?
I'll give it, like, the closest to a 5 I can. Just because that one weird moment with the Joker. I just didn't like that.
Okay, well, I would give it a solid 4 out of 5. I think it was a great area. I think they did a great story. I think they did like a breaking down of what Batman actually is. And I think they did a great job of doing everything except for, I just think the story was kind of clunky. So I think that's where I went with that one. All right. So for fun facts, we got a couple of things. Number one thing was this movie was very reminiscent of another movie involving ninjas, but modern ninjas, except for being in Gotham, they were in New York. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time. So I think that was very reminiscent of just kind of like going back to ancient times and everything and having to utilize ancient methods of going through stuff. So that was something that was reminiscent of it to me, as well as the different art styles that they used, because the same art style that they used within the movie was the one they used in the first Ninja Turtles movie when they were showing like the legend of what the Ninja Turtles were supposed to be. And so I think that the art style was something that was kind of like a link to some different stuff. We got to see 4 different Robins. We got to see original Robin, which is Nightwing, which is Richard Grayson. We got to see Jason Todd, who became
Red Hood.
That's right. We got to see Tim Drake, who became
Robin.
Red Robin.
Oh, Red Robin.
And we got to see Tim Drake, who's not Tim Drake. I just said Tim Drake. We got to see Damian Wayne, who is current.
Robin.
Right. And so we got to see all those people. So that was cool to kind of get to see all of those Robins in there at the same time, because I think that was awesome to kind of get to see all their personalities kind of play through and everything like that. So let's see. Any more fun facts? Tara Strong was the one who voiced Harley Quinn. Tara Strong also voices Tara from the Teen Titans.
Oh, it's wow. Tara. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah, Tara Strong, she does a lot of voice work, so she's a really awesome actress, and so that's a great job on that. I think that is it for the fun facts, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, that's it for now. Okay, so we got some news coming up. We got a couple of other things that we really want to probably try to knock out. We're going to probably try to knock out something that's going to deal with Halloween within the next couple of weeks. So we're not sure exactly what we're going to do, but we're going to do something to knock out Halloween so we can get a little bit into the festive spirits of everything. We apologize that we haven't been able to post as much, but both Queen Bey and Trev have their sports seasons as of right now. So we got football and softball going on, so we kind of are a little bit more active than we normally are, so we don't get a chance to kind of sit down and do these things as often as we would like. But nevertheless, we're dropping one here off for you today, so you definitely got that. We got some other stuff coming down the pipeline. We got some ideas on some stuff that we might want to do an actual YouTube episode on something, so just be aware of that. Also, check out our store. The store information is in the show notes. It's at TeePublic. Check it out, TeePublic.com/HeroTalk. Check us out. Give us a rating on iTunes, 5 stars, if you love us, because you do love us. Check us out. If you want to hit us up with an email, hit us up at HeroTalkTT@gmail.com, or hit us up at HeroTalk1 on Twitter, or hit us up at HeroTalk, is it TT or 1? Either one of those on Instagram. We're on all of those things. Also, Hero Talk with Talis and Trev is on Facebook as well. We're all over the place. So you should definitely hit us up on one of those platforms and let us know that you love us, because we definitely love you guys. We appreciate you listening to us, and we love doing this, and we want to continue to do this and have a lot more fun with doing everything like that.
And we have one more thing.
Definitely t-shirts, but also coffee mugs, computer cases, hoodies, onesies for the little ones, animal clothes. We got it all in our TeePublic shop, so definitely check out the shop. And so, this has been Hero Talk with Talis and Trev, and special guest Queen Bey.
Yes, and here's something I need to say. Don't forget to give us 1 million subscribers. If you do, I'll make Trevor dance in a dress in front of everyone.
Yes, we will. So, this has been Hero Talk with Talis and Trev. I'm Talis.
And I'm Trev.
And
I'm Queen Bey.
And we're... Wait, no, that's not how it goes. My bad. We wait here at the end. We're kind of sleepy. Sorry. This has been Hero Talk with Talis and Trev. I'm Talis.
And I'm Trev.
And I'm Queen Bey that just joined the team.
And when there's a hero, we talk.